Welcome, 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 welcome. It's 2013. This is Joy Eurovision. I'm Mikhail Freeman, and welcome to my new co-presenter, Brett Shriver.
Oh, thank you, Hiki. Am I B1 or B2? Have we decided
that yet? I think you're going to be B1.
All right.
You will be meeting B2 and maybe M1 later on.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, we have a whole new crew this year. I'm the Anthony Field. I am the Anthony Field. I am the Blue Wiggle.
Oh my God!
We've changed everything else, but I'm the one that's holding over from last year.
I was going to call you the Sonia, the Tina Sparkle.
Those are very heavy Australian references, by the way. We're referring to in Australia, you know, when the Wiggles change over, it's a national crisis. So
true.
You know, yes. So, but we are here to talk about not Wiggle subjects, but we are actually here to talk about Eurovision, and we are going to be tackling the first crop of songs that we are going to be reviewing. It's the Big Five. Now, you're a big Eurovision fan, and you're going to show your credo and enjoy Eurovision disc down the line.
Yes.
But first off, let us have, well, how do we describe this upcoming artist? It's Bonnie Tyler representing the UK.
Yes.
With a song called Believe in Me.
Don't believe in signs from up above.
Okay.
Oh, it's done it again. I mean, they did Ingeborg Bloody Humperdinck last year, and they've trotted out her.
Well, I don't quite know what to make out of the fact that, you know, Bonnie Tyler's representing the UK. I mean, I still see her from, and this is, again, another very Australian reference. I keep on seeing that Westpac ad. Westpac is an Australian bank.
Yes.
With her, and I just think she's going to go out there and just say, you know, buy my shares or something like that. But it's a really blah song. I mean,
do you know how much Vaseline is on the lens in this film clip as well?
No, Hickey? It's not necessarily Vaseline. Oh. She's fessed up that she loves the Botox. So it's Vaseline and Botox. Vaseline and Botox.
Oh my God.
I mean, I don't know where the UK's come in on the running order. We'll be analyzing the running order.
Yes.
But I mean, it's when did the UK become a country music destination?
Oh, I know it's bad. It is bad.
Yeah,
they're going to come last again. I think he came second last.
Yeah,
last
he came second last. He lost to Norway. Was last year.
Norway was a bit rubbish as well.
Yeah,
last
it was
year.
A bit rubbish. It was rubbish. Anyway, Bonnie Tyler, Rush. Believe in Me. Now
yes.
We're going to go on to Cascada. Do you know Cascada?
Yes.
Evacuate the dance floor.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm glad Cassada sings it, not you, darling.
I'm not that great. I have a curse of that, but this is not how well I can sing. The Cascada will be representing the UK. They had a little bit of a controversy this one because of plagiarism, ironically, with Euphoria. But this is nonetheless Glorious, which will be representing Germany. Sorry,
okay.
Cascada will be representing Germany with Glorious. I hate when they have one line tiles. Live version.
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
So every gay club.
Oh, yeah.
From Manchester to Moscow, we'll be playing this during Eurovision.
Really? Oh, I think
hands down.
Oh, I think there's some challenges for that one, but I think it'll be on here. I think it will definitely be on the Joy playlist.
Yeah.
No. Do you know how long last year I had to survive going through Jedward? I heard Waterfall so many times, but this one, I don't know. It's.
Do you know what surprises me about Germany?
Yeah.
The last few years, we had Satellite by Lena, which was so out of the park for Germany.
Yeah.
The year before that, they had Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Oh, yes, with Dita Von Teese.
Who did a fabulous show.
For doing, let me take off my shirt.
Yeah, basically. And the year before that, they had their version of the German Spice Girls.
Oh, yes.
Which was pretty bland. Look, this is going to be a real showstopper on the night.
Really?
It'll be fun. Yeah,
it'll be fun.
It'll get the crowd going. It's not going to come in within 10 spaces of winning.
Well, remember, Germany is one of the few countries that actually can actually afford to host a contest.
That's true.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, it's sort of the wrong time to choose to do well at Eurovision when you know that you're going to be footing the bill.
Yes.
Anyway, that's Cascada Glorious coming soon at 6 at 6. Sorry. Very big Joy 94.9 reference right there.
Yes, that's all right.
Okay, next is France with Amandine. Yes. Oh, this is a great
yes.
name. Amandine Bourgeois, yes. L'Enfer et moi, a.k.a. Hell and Me. Sounds a lot better in French, doesn't
it? Yes. Tu m'as mis KO d'entrée.
Il faut croire que j'ai. Kate Bush en français?
Yeah, and it's almost like their version of the French blues.
Yeah, it works that way. I mean, it's got... I think it's so understated that France might actually be in it. I mean, France has really made a big to-do about, oh, we're really trying this year. I think they actually really aren't trying this year, and yet they will probably do well.
Do you know, I used to love how France used to either do the traditional singer who would come out and sing a beautiful song in manner of like Frida Baccara.
Yeah.
But the last few years, it's been all over the shop. Last year, I loved...
Oh, I loved it too.
That was one of the best. That should have at least come number three.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, quite bland, I think, this year.
It's bland, but, you know, maybe it's the new France.
Okay, that is true.
Yeah, it's France, you know. It's all about who can afford and who can't afford.
Yes.
And they're on another one. Now,
all right.
We're going to be going to, well, how do we describe this country? We know they're Big Five, although I don't know why they're Big Five, because apparently they do extraordinarily horrible at Eurovision. You must know which country I'm referring to.
I'm just having it a guess of Spain.
You're quite right. It is. El Sueño de Morfeo and Contigo Hasta el Final, or With You Until the End.
That Spanish is remarkable, Hickey.
That's called I Grew Up in the U.S. That is one of the longest openings
I
ever.
I know. It's only a 3-minute bloody song.
Ooh. I know. Well, okay. No, you're quite right. It is a 3-minute song. Look, for starters, are we in Spain or are we in Scotland?
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Now, I know that there are Celtic Spaniards, because Andy would ream me for not saying that, but I mean...
Ream or rim?
Ream. Ream. Ream, ream, ream.
I heard the show the other night.
Yeah. I mean, this is a good meaning song.
Yes.
They were picked, they did that whole entire thing. But, you know, after the heights that they had last year, what did you think of the Spanish song last year?
I didn't mind. It's probably one of the best Spanish songs they've had in years.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. I think it's those old days of when Eurovision had started. That's why they're part of the Big Five. They shouldn't be anymore.
Given the Spanish economy, they're tilting like that way. And they don't have Portugal this year to help them.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But I noticed, is it San Marino? Is he in this year?
San Marino's been in for the past couple of years, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Had they made it through the grand final?
Not yet.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
But there's funny things about San Marino. But,
okay. We'll come to that.
Now, do you know one thing about... I hear this song, and the first thing that comes straight to me, and this is where I really show my Americanness.
Okay.
It sounds like that sort of telenovela theme song where you hear, like... You know,
and obviously telenovela, for those of you who don't know, is a Spanish-speaking soap opera.
Spanish-speaking soap opera, basically.
Gorgeous-looking men and
women. Gorgeous, yeah. They're absolutely gorgeous. And
can't act for love and money.
They can't act for shit, frankly. let's be honest with you. And this probably will wind up in some, you know, telenovela.
Yes.
Anyway, Contigo Hasta el Final, they're only in the final, so they've already done that.
Okay.
That was a kind of nice little fun thing. Now let's go to Sweden before we go
through. Oh, yes.
Okay, this is Robin Sternberg.
Yes.
Oh, don't you love that name?
Yes.
And You.
Oh.
stay up all night talking about a destiny. And I play the piano, and you would strum on your guitar. Those were the days.
Okay, now, do you know who the actor is, the lead from Torchwood?
John Barrowman.
This guy looks like the Swedish version of John Barrowman.
Shrunken?
Yes, shrunken.
Okay, shrunken.
And that slightly Swedish jawline.
Yes.
But he reminded me of John Barrowman. And, of course, John Barrowman's got a lovely voice.
Yes.
This is a nice song, isn't it? It's nice. It's not...
Well, it still kind of reminds me of that whole period, like, in the mid-90s when we had Celtic rock.
Oh, yeah.
And it does sound like Celtic rock, does it?
Yeah. But this is going to go off,
you know,
on the night, because they'll have the benefit of a home audience.
Yeah, they'll have the home audience. And it's getting good reaction. I mean, this is the year where the Swedish national final, every single person knew what was going on.
They had
international voters and what have you. I don't know. It's still hard to believe that this is the same land that yielded Alcazar, Robin. I mean, it's so understated and so non-Swedish.
It is, but the Medley Festival, or is it a festival?
Melody Festival.
That's
Melody
it.
Festival.
It's such a song, because you know with Europeans, it's all about singing and dancing and getting together. And I think that's probably... I find that a little bit more interesting sometimes than Eurovision.
Oh, God, yes.
Because some of the talent is amazing. They've got really good pop songs and folk songs.
Third largest exporter of pop music in the world.
Well, third.
Behind the UK and the US.
Wow.
I did not know that.
That
is the freakish thing about Swedish pop music. I mean, they've gone such a long way since Your Breasts Are Like Swallows and Nesting. That's a very 70s.
Kiki, I've been working on my breasts. I think I've got pecs now.
You have full-on pecs. You do have full-on pecs.
Sorry, I thought that was just a personalised lyric there. Sorry about that, darling.
No, the Nova and the Dolls will have words to say about
that.
Now, finally, Italy's back, and we are happy about that.
Yes.
Now,
a bit in love with this guy.
Oh, really?
Don't you think he looks like...
Yeah.
He looks like the Italian version of Luke Perry from 90210.
Yes!
The hair!
It's the hair. He has brought back the bouffant.
Yes!
The male bouffant is back. This is none other than Marco Mengoni and L'Essenziale, The Essential.
Oh, wonderful.
Sostengono gli eroi. Se il gioco si fa duro è da giocare, beati loro poi, se scambiano le offese con il bene.
Okay, I have one thing that you've never... This is our first time working together,
yes,
Brett.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
So you don't... Brett doesn't know about the natural bias that I have against ballads. I'm a very anti-ballad person.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm a huge anti-ballad person.
Oh, Hickey.
Yes. So that now that we get that out in front,
okay.
So everyone knows where I stand on that.
Good.
Now, take
good.
It away.
Yes. Look, molto bene, Marco, ciao. I have to say, this is on my little bit of Italian. I'm glad I did that course years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Look. I think the Italian entrants are always ballads. They're always a song sung from the heart.
Yeah.
This is not going to appeal to everyone. Clearly not you.
No.
I'm probably a bit biased because he's quite tall and he's Italian and he's a bit hot. But that's probably just more so my taste in men.
Okay.
I don't mind it.
In men will pop up at some point.
Let it not be Bulgaria.
No, well...
Uzbekistan.
Well, I've actually declared myself celibate this year, so who knows?
Celibate here, celibate there.
Well said. Now, anyway, I think it will do well because I think we all at Eurovision fans have this fear that Italy is going to disappear, and if we actually don't vote for Italy, then all of a sudden they'll say, well, you know, basta, and then leave.
No. The Italians will just go back and lick their wounds like they've done in the past.
Yeah.
And then they'll come. It is a shame that they haven't brought... They haven't brought it. One of those songs. Like, remember Unite, Unite in the late
80s? Yeah. That was really nice. It was really kind
of... But it was suitable for the time of what Europe was going through.
And now it's sort of like, you know, this is just a nice little tranquil one. And quite frankly, would you really want to have a Eurovision in Italy right now?
No, they've got no money to do it.
They've got no money. They've got no government.
The Vatican could put it on for us.
The Vatican
they've
does
got money, apparently.
And the Vatican does participate in the EBU. They have their own
that's
internet.
That's right.
They could have a Vatican.
Too.
Anyway,
all
that's
those apparent homosexuals in the Vatican.
Allegedly. All comments by Brett are those of Brett alone. Don't necessarily actually his co-host who is
or the Joy Studio.
Anyway, that's the Cinciale. And we will be back with another crop next time. I'm Mikhail Freeman.
And I'm Brett.
See you there.
Be one. Bye.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.